This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. One of the big worries from all of this sustained unemployment is that it could bring a big increase in homelessness. A report from the Economic Roundtable says that without real government intervention, this pandemic is going to lead to twice as much homelessness as the Great Recession did. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
If nothing changes, over the next 3 years, about 600,000 people could end up in shelters, on the streets, or crashing with family or friends. Anthony Orlando is one of the researchers and a real estate professor at Cal Poly Pomona. He says we probably won't see most of that for another year or even two.
Homelessness is one of the last things that we detect when an economy tips into a recession.
Because, he says, people tap into whatever they can to try to pay their rent for as long as they can.
Whether it's their savings or their family support or whatever they can tap into, stimulus payments. And we don't start to see who can't pay their rent anymore until after the recession is over.
After the Great Recession, researchers found about 10% of people who lost jobs in Los Angeles, for example, ended up becoming homeless. And they predict that number will likely be higher this time.
Because the people who have been losing jobs are those who are already the most vulnerable.
Jill Kadoury researches housing policy and homelessness at Apt Associates.
People who are already living in poverty, very low-wage workers, people who are in communities of color, households with little wealth.
And little savings or financial support from family to fall back on. Housing advocates say one of the most effective ways to help people avoid homelessness would be to give more of them vouchers under the housing program Section 8. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.